Floridays on WQCS.org. Here's Janie Gould.
One-armed bandits were part of the South Florida landscape during the Depression. Slot machines, legal and otherwise, sounded their merry clatter in drugstores, filling stations, emporiums, and even fish camps during the 1930s and 40s. That's the way a newspaper put it years later. Frank Pierce is a retired optometrist and a highly decorated veteran of World War II. He worked in a drugstore in Miami while he was going to high school.
In those days, the slot machines were everywhere in Miami.
So that type of gambling was legal in those days, I guess.
It's hard to say if it's legal or not. It was widespread. But no one was being prosecuted for it.
So it was overlooked, winked at, maybe.
Overlooked.
Now, were children allowed to use the slot machines, or was it adults only?
It was adults only.
How much money could somebody make?
Oh, some would be $100, $150.
And they took quarters and even dimes?
Yeah. If three bars came up, you had a winner.
I guess you heard some yelling and screaming sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Frank Pierce was acquainted with a family who were heirs to a milk fortune. The elderly matriarch used to frequent the drugstore where he worked, and not just to get her prescriptions filled.
She would come down and play the slot machines. But she was too old and didn't have enough strength to pull the lever. So she'd give me a quarter to stand by and pull the lever for her. I never saw her win any huge amount. She had a great time.
How long did she play? All afternoon sometimes?
Probably an hour or two.
How long did the slot machines last? All the while you were growing up? Were they there?
Pretty much while I was growing up until World War II came along. Then everything changed in many different areas.
And the slot machines vanished?
Vanished.
You were telling me there was a club in the middle of Biscayne Bay, a gambling club of some sort?
It's called the Bikini Club. Pretty wild. Whiskey and gambling and slot machines. But it was rigged so that if the law enforcement people came after them, they could pull a lever and the false floor of the barge would open up and the machines would fall into Biscayne Bay.
How did you know about that?
I went by there one time on a boat.
When was the Bikini Club around?
It was after the war.
But those were the only slot machines that were in evidence at that time,
yeah,
right?
Right. The mafia was pretty much in control of a lot of that.
They control the slot machines and the drugstores?
Yes,
and
they did.
Did you ever see a mafiosa?
Not to my knowledge.
If he was one, you didn't know it, right?
No.
What's your most treasured memory about your childhood in Miami?
My friends in the neighborhood. In those days, kids weren't sitting in front of computers. We made our own forts and tree houses. And in those days, you wouldn't frown upon to ride your bike to high school. I rode my bike to high school. Today it'd be uncool.
And there was a lot of vacant land, even in Miami at that time.
North Kendall Drive, it was vacant land as far as you could see.
After graduating from Miami Senior High School in 1941, Frank Pierce enrolled at the University of Florida. But his education was interrupted by war. He served as a B-17 bomber pilot with the Army Air Corps. He completed 25 combat missions in Europe. After the war, he became an optometrist and practiced for 35 years in Coral Gables. He and his wife, Jean, retired to Vero Beach 17 years ago. Next time on Floridays, the building materials in a local contractor's home could have come from a catalog of old Florida stuff. Four kinds of cypress, bricks salvaged from two Fort Pierce hotels, blocks made of Key West coral. There's even some of that legendary Dade County pine that's impervious to Florida's twin scourges, termites and hurricanes. Please join us Friday at 7:20 a.m. or 5:45 p.m. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.